This week on Indian Times, commencement at Riverside Indian School is always a big day, but this year the commencement speaker is the only Native American woman to serve in the Kansas legislature, the Honorable Ponca Wee Victors. When Representative Victors told Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach that she thought of him as an illegal immigrant, she made national headlines. Kobach, a well-known anti-immigration attorney who had a hand in the controversial Arizona law that critics had encouraged racial profiling, was trying to introduce legislation to deny in-state tuition to children of undocumented immigrants. Victors, a member of the Ponca tribe of Oklahoma and the Tohono-O'odham Nation of Arizona, said, "That's funny. When you say illegal immigrants, I think of all of you." Victors represents the 103rd District, a place she has lived all her life, Wichita, Kansas.
Currently, I'm the only Native American legislator in Kansas, and it's a hard task because a lot of times my colleagues don't understand the way that I do and the way I feel. But, you know, they try to work with me. The governor's very good about, not only do I have to be a voice for my district, but I have to be a voice for all the four tribes in Kansas. So I have to do double my work all the time and make sure that these bills, you know, they affect them in some way as well. So I'm constantly busy. I just passed a few pieces of legislation that will help the tribes in Kansas. For the past couple years, I had started the Native American Day at the Kansas State Capitol. And I started with a proclamation. This past year, I did a resolution that the governor signed. And so it has been so educational for my other colleagues, and they look forward to it every year. And so I thought, you know what? Why don't we just give them their own day here at the Capitol? Some of the states across Indian country have already did that. And why not now? So that was my piece of legislation. And Senator Olitha Fausgado from Wichita, Kansas, also helped me push it through from the Senate side.
Now, I think some people don't even realize that there should be a government-to-government relationship with the tribes.
Yeah, there definitely should be, because a lot of people always think that we're all the same, but I always have to remind my colleagues, I have three citizenships, you only have two, so we're totally different in you know, different ways in our culture, and, you know, and I told the governor that the Native American and the tribes of Kansas aren't just going to show up, they have to be properly invited, that's just our culture, that's who we are, and I said we have to welcome them here at the Capitol, or they won't come. So he understood that, you know, he was very supportive of that piece of legislation.
He's also the one that did the apology to Native Americans.
Yeah, he did. And he also encouraged me that even though him and our president aren't, you know, don't see, you know, eye to eye on a lot of things, but he thinks that it should be an apology that's made from the White House lawn. Which would be awesome. I wish they would take it that step further.
No longer a freshman, Victors is now on her second term, but getting ready for her first run felt natural to her.
I was an intern in D.C., so I kind of learned fast the hustle and bustle of politics. And also, I worked on several campaigns. I was an intern for the former state representative that held my seat, Representative Delia Garcia. I grew up with her, and I helped her on her campaign as well. So I knew kind of a little what I was getting into, but you still really don't when you're in it. And so I had no clue. It was like drinking water out of a fire hydrant. I mean, it was so overwhelming. And there was times where I thought, what am I doing here? You know, but it gets better. I always say the first 2 years, they call you freshman. I always say it's like legislator boot camp.
Coming here to speak before all these young Native Americans graduating, what did you tell them?
Well, you know, I told them a little bit about my story, you know, to take every opportunity that comes your way and don't worry about the naysayers, you know, don't, none of that is important. What's important is being focused and having a dream, having belief in yourself and a vision that you can do whatever it is you want to do, whether you want to be a teacher or a lawyer or a doctor. I mean, I sat where they were sitting, you know, in 1999, I had no clue that I was going, that God was going to lead me in the direction of being the first Native American woman in the Kansas House of Representatives. I never thought that in a million years. So, you know, just to keep the faith and keep the hope that they can do whatever it is that they dream that they can do.
Now, how high will your dreams take you?
Everybody always asks me that, whether, you know, it be governor, president, I don't know. You know, I always believe God got me to this point in my life, and so I'm just going to keep letting him lead me.
That was Ponca Wee Victors, the only Native American in the Kansas legislature. She gave the commencement address to the graduating class of 2013 at the Riverside Indian School in Anadarko. This is Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.